I want to offer a few brief remarks this morning about what it is that the Holy Spirit does in our lives, and to talk about it in three dimensions. The first is what's known as Arabon, the first fruits, the first installment. When the Holy Spirit becomes operational in our lives, it's pointing towards God's fulfilled future. It's coming to us from God's fulfilled future also. It keeps reminding us where we're destined for, the destination we're proceeding towards. These gifts, often spontaneous and sudden, often gifts of healing, are coming to us from that future place, and they're a constant reminder that the what is of our lives now does not box us in. You know, naturalism, the belief, the philosophical belief that what we can feel, touch, taste and see, the world as it is everything. Well, the Holy Spirit breaks up that illusion and mirage to remind us about the kingdom to which we are proceeding, God's fulfilled future, the place of final arriving and homecoming for us, which is a good thing to be reminded of at the end of the Easter season, in which we celebrate the resurrection. Then secondly, there's what's called robur, the spirit of endurance. There are situations in our lives where there's not going to be a miraculous deliverance, where what's required is the stamina and the courage and the grit to endure. We must show our mettle. We must show courage. We must show endurance. And the Spirit comes to our aid in this situation to assist us to do precisely that. To be people who can stick with it. You know, we're living in a society that believes that suffering must be abolished at all costs as quickly as possible. And thank God in many ways it can be. But there are situations where it's unavoidable and where right suffering is part of the destination of being, the thing about being a human being. The Spirit comes to our aid as a spirit of endurance, to assist us, to give us that ability to stick with it. Finally, there was a great deal of debate, particularly during the charismatic renewal and the rise of the Pentecostal churches, about the gifts of the Spirit, what they were, what they did. And many people's spiritual quest these days is taken up with a kind of spiritual enrichment and self-advancement program, as though the point of being a religious person was to kind of grow in spiritual and supernatural glamour, to accrue things to ourselves that we could not. In fact, what the Spirit does is quite the opposite. It de-centers us, moves the attention away from the self, is the opponent of narcissism and selfishness. And what, you know, the Spirit is God Himself. The point of the Christian religion is to be united to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when we are united to God, then all sorts of unpredictable results come about, which may not be a matter of enriching us and like winning lotto in a spiritual sense. Therefore, the whole debate about gifts of the Spirit to some extent had lost the point of the argument. The point is to be united to God in this life as much as possible, and above all in the life to come. And therefore what the Spirit does is both the connectional point with God, the delivery point, but is also the life of God itself in us, transforming us bit by bit, degree by degree, inch by inch, converting the unconverted parts of us, and leading us at last to be brimful of that new life, which is God's Spirit within us. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.